Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Inspiration is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Bryant Tansel, and his topic is, What is the Christian Community? We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning, everyone on our call, listening to our Grace Nurture program this morning. I'm Brother Bryant Tansel. Happy to be here with you this morning. I'm in my hometown of Greenville, Tennessee, as Brother Bradshaw says, no matter where I'm at I will certainly be here on the call when it's my time to serve. So there's always something special when you're in your hometown and you got some hometown cooking. When I drove back to Tennessee yesterday, as I was driving back, I was thinking of a topic that would be relevant to just being here with my family over the weekend. And I thought about the community which I lived, so I started thinking about what could I put together for you today to talk about community. So our topic today is, what is the Christian community? And pulled up an article online and some of my research, and sometimes I will write out our message, and sometimes I'll just read something if I think an article is pretty good, and it can spur our thoughts about community and what it is and just how we should be thinking about the word community. So a few definitions here. A community is a group of people living in the same locality and under the same government. That's one definition. A second one is the district or locality in which such a group lives. And thirdly, a group of people having common interests. So they don't necessarily have to live in the same area. When we say community, sometimes our mind will go directly to the place where we actually live. But we have a Grace Nurture community online, and we have people listening from Michigan to South Carolina to Tennessee to Georgia and all across the country. So a community can be people that share common interests. We don't have to live in the same physical locality. The article tells us people often refer to the Christian community, but what is it? The term can encompass all Christians in general. People sometimes speak of the quote-unquote Christian community as a particular demographic, akin to the rural demographic or the college-educated demographic. Other times, Christian community can refer to a formal denomination or the following of a particular Christian leader. The Christian community can also refer to the camaraderie of Christians who fellowship together and have relationships with one another. Based on their shared attitudes and beliefs, Christians feel a sense of community with each other. For some, the Christian community refers to the networks of churches or Christian organizations. Others view megachurch pastors and best-selling authors, musicians, or other Christian celebrities as the voices of the Christian community. The media often promotes this perspective, quoting a well-known pastor, for example, as if he speaks for all Christians. And we know better than that, right? The Bible's original word for church is ecclesia, the Greek word for called out assembly or gathering. And this word took on the meaning of all Christians in some context and of local gatherings of believers in other places. So when a person trusts in Jesus for salvation, he or she becomes part of the universal body of Christ in 1 Corinthians 12 and 27. Smaller groups of believers come together in local churches to worship God, to grow in their understanding of God's word, and to live out their lives in Christ in the community. So when we look at Acts 2, 42 through 47, just to kind of sum it up there, it reveals that the original Christian community was known primarily for its devotion to the apostles' teachings, to fellowship, to prayer, and to loving one another. Jesus himself had promoted this sense of community. He says, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another," in John 13, 35. A Christian community is marked by the way people treat each other, and the local church should strive to model Christ-like attitudes. The Bible instructs believers on how a Christian community can love one another in 1 John 4, 12. Believers are called to encourage one another in Hebrews 3 and 13. Spur one another to love and good works in Hebrews 10 and 24. To serve one another in Galatians 5 and 13. To instruct one another in Romans 15 and 14. To honor one another in Romans 12 and 10. To be patient with one another and forgive one another in Ephesians 4:32. to bear one another's burdens in Galatians 6 and 2, and speak the truth to one another in Ephesians 4, 25. The local church is the place where the Christian community can put these callings into practice, and we can do that virtually over a phone program like Grace Nurture. So simply put, the Christian community is composed of those who love Jesus and fellowship with each other. When the world sees the church in action, they should see the true love of Jesus and perhaps find themselves attracted to Christ too. When we look at Romans 12 and 13, it tells us, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. And so when you think of community, we're thinking of all of us virtually, no matter where we are, including our local city or town or location we're in. So here are two verses on community that we as Christians have trouble with as I was thinking about community. So Luke 14, 13 through 14 says, "But when thou makest call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee," so they can't pay us back, right? "For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." Anybody ever call anyone in those categories over for Thanksgiving dinner or just for a dinner in general? In Romans 12, verses 20 through 21, it says, "Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. And be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." So we can't be consumed with evil, but we have to do what's good for us, and then we have to do good in general to overcome evil. So we have a lot of folks in our community. Sometimes it's one, two, or three people. In Ecclesiastes 4:19 through 12, it says, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up." Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So you can see the more people you have in your community, the stronger your community will be, the stronger you'll be. And that old saying, iron sharpens iron, is true. If you got great members of your community, whether they live near you or whether they're across the country like we are, you can have a really strong community. So this is kind of a heavy community message this morning as we're talking. And no matter, as Brother Medlock says, if you're sitting at your cubicle or if you're in your slippers at home, this message resonates with you. But with God's help, you can lift any weight. There's an old saying out there that there was a gentleman I heard, and he said the young folks are asking the elders to pass the torch. And he says, "If I pass my torch, then I'll be in the dark. I'll light your torch." With that, let's light as many torches as we can in our communities. Because when we run out of fuel, we just might need someone to light ours as well. And with that, that's our message today on the first Friday in January 2023. We will turn to a word of prayer. Father, today I'm praying for my personal family, for me and my wife, to continue to grow in the Lord and have good communication between us, better communication, to keep growing together. I thank you for my parents and how they raised me, and I thank you for the time on earth we've been able to share together and spend together, and I want to continue to remain open and just to keep learning from these lovely individuals. I'm just so thankful to you for giving me such a strong family to mold me and develop me into who I am today. I'm praying for my cousin, Corrine Copeland, that her relationship with God is strengthened and strong, and encourage her along her journey just to keep fighting and be strong as well. I pray for my nieces and nephews and college students here in the local area. I spoke to each one and continue to try to inspire them and encourage them and uplift them and keep them fighting to build a career that they want in the future, but also to stay grounded in God as they're going through their college times at the University of Tennessee at Martin. Praying for my nephew Trey, who's in the military, and also Sister Danielle, and you on the call may have folks that are serving our country in different capacities. We pray that they stay safe, and they also stay connected and grounded to God. Our young folks certainly can't turn away from God, but if they hold fast to Him, they will achieve more than what they ever thought they could do. We pray for our Grace Nurture community folks on the call. We know we have caregivers on the call that are taking care of their families. We hear many prayers from time to time about children and whether they're struggling with a health condition or whether the family members just want them to put God first in their lives and to live their life for God and not the world. Lord, just bring them back to us. And all we can do sometimes is just keep planting that seed, keep planting that seed. And we pray that that tree will grow and bear fruit someday. And these things worry us, Lord. We worry about our kids. We worry about the people we care about the most. But we know that you hear our prayers. And as long as we keep ourselves in a strong and righteous and spiritual place and to follow our teachings that we learn about in the Bible, that we learn here on Grace Nurture Monday through Friday of every week, and even at your church on Sunday and Wednesday nights and whenever you meet and commune together, or if you just have an inspirational conversation with someone that cares about you so much, stay strong out there and continue being the light and know that God loves you. Father, we thank you again for this time we have today on this call, and we're praying that everyone has a safe and happy weekend until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.